time for Tips for Hardy Gardeners with Tom Casper, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Chris. How about yourself?
Doing okay. You know, I was out in the backyard the other day and saw on the little bit of snow that we had a lot of mouse tracks, you know, voles and things running around, and realized that, of course, when we have a lot of snow cover, they're under the snow with their tunnels and all the thing that they do, which I think is really cool. But it was occurring to me, too, because I was in my parents' backyard the other night and heard owls. And I thought, oh, without snow cover, those guys are probably really vulnerable to, well, and the owls are probably having a field day. It's like Christmas cookies for them or something. But anyway, not to get too macabre. But the point, where I'm going with this is, what do they do in the gardens? The voles and the mice, the field mice, they're out there munching on grasses and whatever they can find. I'm assuming gardens are fair game for them as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can be very destructive. One of the most destructive things we deal with in the garden, certainly in the winter garden. As far as, you know, those tunnels and things like that, they can do damage also to your root systems of your grass and things like that. So you end up with bare spots or, you know, tunnels or lanes in your lawn that you have to reseed potentially if they're there long enough, they'll eat the root system of that grass, and depending on the snow cover. In the vegetable or in your perennials and vegetables, they'll eat sort of leftover stuff on top. Most of that stuff they can't really do much damage to because everything that's above ground is not surviving anyway, especially in those perennials. But trees and shrubs, they can do tremendous amounts of damage. A lot of the girdling that we see on our especially young fruit trees like apple trees and maple trees and things like that that have a very soft bark. Those voles, if there's good snow cover, they'll be underneath the snow cover, still alive and active, and doing all kinds of damage to the trunks of those trees. So good to go out and get tree wrap. Very inexpensive insurance for those expensive trees that many people put in this year, and wrap the trunk of that tree up to the first branch. Still not that much snow on the ground, so it's easy enough to do.
And that tree wrap really keeps them away. I mean, they don't just kind of climb through it and find their way around, or do they?
No, there's a little layer of tar in the wrap that they cannot crawl or cannot chew through. And it's, you know, you can buy a roll. It's about $5. It will probably protect 5 or 6 or 7 young trees. And you just tape it at the bottom, tape it at the top. I'd go up about 3 feet on it because it also helps with rabbits and also helps with deer.
So oh, sure.
Really a multi-pronged insurance policy.
That's a good way of putting it. Okay.
Yeah.
But as far as the field mice and voles, whether or not there's snow, they're not going to change their behavior. They're going to eat what they have to eat, whether they've got to do it above ground or under the snow or under the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you mentioned with the owls or other predators, certainly their life expectancy is diminished with no snow cover or low snow cover. But once we get a big snow cover base, they're above ground and having a good old time.
Yeah. Well, and as I was saying all morning so far, we've got a white Christmas, it looks like. We've got a little fresh snow yesterday and more to come tomorrow. So there's going to be a lot of snow as the holidays approach.
Yeah, that's always nice. So,
speaking of the holidays, you wanted to talk about some holiday ideas for gardeners.
Yeah. Usually Lisa and I talk about leading up to Christmas and gifts for hardy gardeners kinds of things. And was thinking this year, we've talked about probably the last decade or 15 years, we've talked about me and my desire to own an electric wheelbarrow. I think it was after one of my back surgeries or something like that. And I was like, oh, I could use some help.
Well, but, pardon me for asking, does such a thing exist? Is there an electric?
Yeah, it exists.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, it doesn't exist in my garage.
Well, okay.
But there are, so I've kind of given up on that, you know, with our pandemic we've all been dealing with this year and social distancing, social isolation. And I was thinking about gifts that could kind of help with that and with the hope with the vaccine, and us getting maybe back to a little bit more normal starting sometime next year is is really doing something for that gardener friend of yours that you didn't get to see or didn't get to spend time with, or they didn't even get to work in their yard or do anything with the garden. Just thinking about it, and certainly with our economic times for some folks struggling and uncertainty, to do things that maybe don't cost a lot financially, but have tremendous value. And I can't think of a thing that has more value than somebody's friendship to a person, you know, or that time that they're willing to spend with that person. So doing a gift certificate offering to come over and help that person with the garden, help them clean up a garden that they didn't get out and get to this year because of issues, and creating an opportunity to spend time, even if it's socially distanced. Many of us, this is yards are big enough that we can be 6 or 10 feet apart, still socialize, still enjoy each other's company without being too close, if that's a concern still at that point. So, So doing a gift certificate for an afternoon in the garden, where you're going to come over and help somebody clean up a garden or get a garden planted, or, you know, and if you want to go beyond that, include in the gift certificate some soil or some compost that you're going to have delivered in the spring to freshen up a garden or to create a new garden, or even dividing some of the offering to divide some of your perennials that your friend has always loved or enjoyed to add to their garden to create a spot that is in honor of both of you and your love of gardening, or garden tools, things, you know, there's still places that have them available. Marshall Hardware still has an excellent selection of garden tools. You know, as a gardener, nothing's better than getting a number two shovel that you know is going to last you for years and years and years. And you'll look at the, every time you use that shovel, you may curse your garden friend who gave it to you, or you may thank them.
You know, and it seems, of course, gardening has been happening as long as civilization's been around. I keep thinking there's no way they've built a better mousetrap, a better tool. Is there ever a new garden tool that comes along that you think, wow, we've never seen that before, and that's the greatest thing? They really, you know, you've got your little shovel, you've got your little, you know, garden claw thing, you've got all of those wonderful tools, but they've always been there. I feel like I've never seen a new garden tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's things that come out, like the years ago it was the garden claw, but that
was the weasel, the claw, right?
Yeah. And there's things like that help gardeners, and certainly as all of us age, any kind of tool that has an extended handle on it, so you can garden from a standing up position, if possible, is better for your garden friends that maybe are a little bit older, or maybe have difficulty kneeling down or getting back up after they kneel down. So, you know, and if you really want to do a beautiful package, include a gift certificate to one of our local restaurants that are really struggling right now with having to be closed, you know, places like Lake Avenue or Scenic North Shore, or New Scenic Cafe, or Sarah's Table, or Bulldog Pizza, or whatever it happens to be. Getting a gift certificate now from one of those places to help support them through this difficult time, so they're there when we can start going back to restaurants, and include that in a package. So you're giving them some time, you're giving them some soil, you're giving them some tools, and you're feeding them. I mean, I can't imagine as a gardener a better gift to give to somebody that really speaks to you knowing them, you caring about them, and you wanting to spend time with them. So,
and I love that, you know, if you are a gardener and you're giving this gift certificate to somebody else to spend time in their garden, it's a win for you too. So that's also wonderful. You get to go out and get your hands in some soil with your friends. So it's equally fun for you as well.
Yeah, and we just don't know going into 2021 what the parameters are going to be. So certainly creating opportunities to spend time, you know, if it's a little distance apart, that's okay, but creating those meaningful opportunities to spend time together, and really, you know, out in nature and being able to enjoy with what Mother Nature does around us, for us, and right. with us.
So, and the fresh air, too. So it really is probably a great place to spend time with somebody rather than indoors when the yeah. weather gets warmer. So
yeah, yeah. So perfect gift basket.
Lovely.
Gift certificate with some time to dedicate to somebody, some garden tools, whether they be from Marshall Hardware or somewhere else, a gift certificate for some food, so you could even order some food to be delivered or go out, depending on what things are happening at that mm-hmm. time, and just sharing that time with somebody else.
So. Wonderful. Hey, Tom, thanks so much, and have a great holiday. We
Thank
appreciate
you. You
your
too,
time,
Chris.
Of course.
Happy
every
holidays.
You too. Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners.